Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A blend of clouds and some sunshine develops today. Temperatures hold fairly steady. Tonight, becoming clear with a low near 11. Sunny on Friday, high of 40. Friday night, increasing clouds, low near 28. High of 46 on Saturday, mainly cloudy. Saturday night, cloudy, low near 16. Areas of snow on Sunday, high of 22. Right now, it's 21.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Ag Committee Democrat Jim McGovern of Massachusetts said he would rather have no farm bill this year than a lousy farm bill. McGovern said he has not seen the House draft of the farm bill, but that he would work to defeat it if he doesn't like it, in hopes for a better bill in 2019, in hopes that Democrats will control the House. Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas has sent the farm bill draft to the Congressional Budget Office for review. McGovern pointed out that Conaway has not shown him the draft of the nutrition title, even though he is the ranking member of the nutrition subcommittee. Spokesperson for Conaway said the congressman has received scores on some titles of the farm bill, but not all, and doesn't want to share drafts of the bill before we know what we can afford, they say. The Republican leadership expected to need Democratic votes to pass the bill this year because conservative Republicans are unlikely to support it. Well, the National State Departments of Agriculture set top priority policies for this year during their event in the nation's capital. During the organization's annual winter policy conference, leaders of the state agriculture departments called passing a unified farm bill, along with the successful modernization of the North American Free Trade Agreements, top issues for 2018. The group also calls for implementation of the Food Safety Modernization Act as a priority this year. NASDA President and Connecticut Commissioner of Agriculture, Steve Ravinsky, says the priorities the State Department of Agriculture set the stage for good things to happen. NASDA members also want rural broadband expansion, meaningful investments in infrastructure, and improvements to conservation programs for farmers and ranchers. NASDA represents the elected and appointed commissioners, secretaries, and directors for the Departments of Agriculture in all 50 states and 4 U.S. territories. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News. Friends say a pregnant Olathe woman whose death is being investigated as a homicide had expected to learn the gender of her baby on the day she died. The Kansas City Star reports that 23-year-old Ashley Harlan was found dead Tuesday inside an Olathe home. Police did not immediately say whether a suspect has been identified, and they're working to determine the cause of her death. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a Western Kansas sheriff was arrested for the second time in less than 2 months for allegedly violating his bond on a previous case. The KBI says 47 57-year-old Ness County Sheriff Brian Wivel was arrested Monday. He is accused of contacting a person associated with his initial case. Wivel was first arrested December 21st on suspicion of perjury, making false information, criminal distribution of firearms to a felon, and official misconduct. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for more details. Appliance offer valid 125 through 27. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Kansas is reporting that it collected $165 million more in taxes than expected in January. And its top tax official sees the surplus resulting from changes in the federal tax laws. Revenue Secretary Sam Williams said today that the federal tax changes enacted late last year encouraged people to pay state and local tax bills before 2017 ended. The Department of Revenue reported that Kansas took in nearly $747 million in taxes last month. The state had expected tax collections of $582 million. Governor Jeff Collier said that the education proposals from Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning are a good place to start addressing the state's legal battles over school funding. Denning said the governor should endorse rewriting the state constitution's provisions on education funding or initiate new settlement talks with the four school districts now suing the state. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled in October the state must increase its spending on public schools. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating the stabbing of an inmate at a Lincoln prison. Prison officials say the attack occurred Sunday afternoon at the Lincoln Correctional Center. The prisoner, Michael Lloyd, was stabbed several times with a homemade knife and hospitalized. Prison officials did not release the name of Lloyd's attacker. A judge has convicted a Norfolk woman accused of killing her 4-year-old daughter. The judge rendered his verdict yesterday in Madison County District Court after the non-jury trial of 23-year-old Carla Montoya. Her sentencing is scheduled for March 5th. A report says the business condition index for the Plain States slipped over the past month, but still shows continuing improvement in regional economic conditions. A Creighton University economist says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index report released today said that manufacturing and other business sectors in the region are adding jobs at a solid pace. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Two candidates were considered for the Washington County Treasurer's position, which is vacant following resignation of Christy Metz last month. The GOP Central Committee met last Thursday and voted former county clerk Danae Ginneman of Hanover to fill the unexpired term. Pam Dobrovolny of Greenleaf, who currently works in the Treasurer's Department, was the other candidate. Ginneman cited 20 years accounting and financial work experience, as well as familiarity with county budgeting and processes. Dobrovolny is has worked in the office for a year with 30 years leadership and management experience. Because the vacancy occurred before May 1st, the position will be up for election this fall and again in 2 years to get back on cycle. County delegates asked questions and the vote was 17 for Juniman and 6 for Dobrovolny. The recommendation was sent to the governor's office, which has a week to approve the decision. Pottawatomie, Riley, and Marshall County Extension offices will host a program on the four C's, corrals, calcium, costs, and cows. The K-State Research and Extension Winter Ranch Management Meeting will be February 7th in Oldsburg. The event runs 5 until 8:30 p.m., and they will talk about facility improvements, cattle processing systems, mineral supplement strategies, and beef system. Cost, production, and profit benchmarking will also be shared. The meeting will include a question-and-answer session. Producers are encouraged to participate. Reservations are due this week. Contact the Extension office in Pottawatomie County at 457-3319. The event will be held in Oldsburg, February 7th, 5 until 8:30 p.m. Two Beatrice men were arrested in connection with a burglary at Nick's Shell on Court Street early Monday morning. 19-year-old Austin Watts and 19-year-old Michael Grant of Beatrice will be charged with burglary. Low-income energy assistance program is available for families having difficulty paying their energy bills. This ensures low-income Kansans are able to escape cold in the warmth of their homes. Qualify applicants must be responsible for direct payment of their heating bills. Income eligibility requirements are set at 130% of the federal poverty level. The level of benefit varies according to the household income, number of people living in the home, type of residence, type of heating, fuel, and utility rate. Applicants must demonstrate they've made payments on their heating bill 2 out of the last 3 months. Those must be equal to or exceed $80 of a total balance due on their energy bills, whichever is less. Details are available online at leap.dcf.ks.gov. That's leap.dcf.ks.gov or call 1-800-432-0043. Application deadline is March 30th. Charles Wells, age 73, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A graveside service is planned Friday at 1:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Charles Wells.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You are cordially invited to the Marysville Bridal Fair this Saturday from 9 to noon at 906 Broadway, the former Identity Store. Visit with a variety of vendors for everything you need for your special day. Try samples, win door prizes, and start planning your wedding with the help of local businesses dedicated to making your wedding extraordinary. The Marysville Bridal Fair, Saturday, 9 to noon at 906 Broadway.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Cook Welding and Repair realizes that a good percentage of our American veterans returned home with battle scars. Join us in saluting these brave men and women for the sacrifices they have made to protect and serve our country. From Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville, proud to support our troops.
So, you're focused on enjoying your last semester of high school, but don't forget about what's next. If you're considering Southeast Community College, Spring Discovery Days are a great way to learn all about what SCC has to offer. During SCC Discovery Days, you can take a campus tour, meet with instructors, learn about financial aid and how to pay for college, even talk to current SCC students about their experience. To see the dates and times and join us this spring in Beatrice, Lincoln, or Milford, go to southeast.edu/discoverscc.
Here's your Candy Y Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. We continue to find ourselves in present a fairly active weather pattern, causing those temperatures to fluctuate as we head through our forecast. Starting off a little cooler today, warming things up for Friday, Saturday, followed by a brief cool down Sunday, and then things warm back up briefly before another cool down. In each of these cool downs, we do have the possibility of seeing some snow associated with them as little systems work their way through the area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, temperatures continue to hold fairly steady as we head through the afternoon. Increasing sun tonight, becoming clear with a low near 11. Sunny on Friday, high of 40. Friday night, increasing clouds, low near 28. High of 46 on Saturday, mainly cloudy. Saturday night, cloudy, low near 16. Areas of snow on Sunday, high of 22. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early February 41, record high on this day 73 in 2009. The average low 20, the record low is 14 below zero in 1979. Sunset this evening 5:43, sunrise in the morning at 7:28.
Do the best things come in small packages? We will see how February lives up to that proverb on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 1st, the 32nd day of the year. Lisa Marie Presley was born on this day 50 years ago, and in 1919, the first Miss America pageant was held in New York City. February may be the shortest month, but it's chock full of events worth noting. Along with celebrating romance, presidents, and groundhogs, February is designed as Black History Month, Wild Bird Feeding Month, and Potato Lovers Month. Mardi Gras, or Shrove Tuesday, occurs on the 14th, followed by Ash Wednesday, of course. Chinese New Year arrives on the 16th, ushering in the Year of the Dog. And if your winter blahs need a little anecdote, here's some good news. February is the most popular month for spring home and garden shows. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about this month, visit almanac.com.
The new 2018 Chevrolet and Buick models are available at Minortis Motor Company in Marysville. Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Minortis Motor Company in Marysville has the 2018 Chevrolet Equinox, a sporty 2018 Chevrolet Camaro. They have the new 2018 Buick LaCrosse and 2018 Buick Enclave. Test drive a brand new 2018 today at the Minortis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Building off the tremendous success of the 2016-17 games in Mexico, the NFL will return to Mexico City in 2018 when the Los Angeles Rams host the Kansas City Chiefs at Estadio Azteca. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made the announcement yesterday at his press conference in Minneapolis. The date and time of the game will be determined in conjunction with the release of the NFL schedule this spring. The Associated Press reports this morning the Chiefs planned to move on from Alex Smith the moment they traded up to draft Patrick Mahomes II last year. Now that Smith is headed to the Redskins in a deal that solved many of their issues, the Chiefs have a clearer picture of what their future looks like. Mahomes dazzled coach Andy Reid and his staff during training camp. He made his regular season debut in Week 17 and led the winning drive against Denver. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
At Starseed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable.
That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Star Seed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start, stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
GoPowerCat.com is reporting Kansas State is expected to hire Blake Seller as its new defensive coordinator. KWCH-TV reports Seller would replace veteran defensive coordinator Tom Hayes, who retired last week. The former assistant defensive coordinator and linebacker coach grew up in Goddard and graduated from K-State University. He received his master's from Wichita State. And while we're talking about K-State, we'll switch it up from the gridiron to the court. Kansas State has been selected to participate in the 2018 U.S. Virgin Islands Paradise Jam, set for Friday through Monday, November 16th through 19th of this year. It'll take place at the University of the Virgin Islands Sports and Fitness Center. K-State and KU basketball not seeing any action until Saturday. Wichita State in action tonight as they travel to Temple to take on the Owls. Tip-off time at 6 o'clock. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldog basketball at Abilene, girls and boys play live Friday on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website KNDYradio.com and our mobile app as well. A new on-demand feature on our KNDY AM 1570 mobile app allows you to listen to rebroadcast of previous games this season for Marysville High girls and boys games.
K-State fans, pack the house at 7 o'clock Saturday, February 3rd, as K-State women's basketball hosts the Iowa State Cyclones. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, Christian and Scooby. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS and get your $1 tickets today.
Making the decision to continue your education at Southeast Community College is a big step. Prepare for it by joining us in Beatrice, Lincoln, or Milford this spring for SCC Discovery Days. Over 4 hours, you can take a tour, meet with faculty and staff, talk to current students about their experience, find out about the clubs and activities available, and learn about financial aid and how to pay for college. To see the dates and times and join us this spring in Beatrice, Lincoln, or Milford, go to southeast.edu/discoverscc.
Tradition. Excellence. Destiny. Make it your destiny to experience the tradition and excellence of KNDY's Party Line. Listen to AM 1570 and FM 94.1 Monday through Friday mornings from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and find that one thing you're not even sure you're looking for. Get connected with local current events. Advertise your annual garage sale. Find out what is happening in your neighborhood and beyond. And stick around for the song of inspiration to get your day started off right. KNDY's Party Line, keeping people connected for decades.
Create a raised bed, compost, and rotate your garden crops in one space using this convenient garden technique. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. My friend Ray taught me this easy method. Measure out your garden beds. Create 4 feet wide beds and 2 or 3 feet wide paths. Rake the soil from the pathways into the bed area. This creates a raised garden. The simple act of raising the soil helps create better drainage. Use the pathways to compost garden debris such as annual weeds that have not gone to seed, outer leaves of cabbage, mulch, greens from root crops, and the like. This is a form of chic composting. As you walk down the aisles to tend the raised beds, you'll help break down the green debris and speed up decomposition. Next year, the pathway becomes your planting beds, and planting beds your new pathways, so you'll automatically be changing your planting location. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's simply known as the Old Stagecoach Stop. That title gives you an idea of what the building might have been used for, but stop by here and you'll find much more. It's today's American Country Stop, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th, and you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Terry Primus lives in Pulaski County, Missouri. He knows much of the history of the area. One of his favorite subjects is the oldest building still standing in this county.
Well, the Old Stagecoach Stop is an antebellum building. It was built in the 1850s on what was then known as the St. Louis to Springfield Road.
The structure was built by William Walton McDonald, an early settler here.
He built a double pin log building, two log cabins, 16 by 16 feet wide. That's the way we built them here in the Ozarks.
The building served as a way station on what was then a long journey between St. Louis and Springfield, Missouri.
And, of course, wherever the stage stopped, that usually became a post office. So he was the postmaster for a while. And, of course, that's how it got its current name, the Old Stagecoach Stop. Of course, it wasn't the old anything then.
But in 1862, during the Civil War, the station took on a new role.
Colonel Albert Siegel occupied Waynesville, took over pretty much the whole town. They were under orders from General John Schofield to occupy Waynesville and clear the surrounding country of guerrillas.
And during that time, the Stagecoach Stop became a hospital for the Army. As the years passed, the building had a variety of owners, some quite colorful.
And some of the owners are particularly interesting. Alexander Bryan, for instance, who owned it in the 1880s, he fought for both the South and the North. We had more than a few of those guys around.
But the Stagecoach Stop would have been long gone if not for one person who took a stand to save the local gem that it is today. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Waynesville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you have a lot of trees on your land, use them as living fence posts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It saves you time and money over digging, setting, and maintaining a regular fence post as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It doesn't matter what you grow. It doesn't matter how many acres you farm. What matters is that you're there when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Outstanding education, technology, innovation, and some of the greatest minds in agriculture all in one place. Commodity Classic is for every farmer who wants to get even better and even more profitable. And that would be just about every farmer, right? Spend some farmer time in Anaheim, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Using trees as living fence posts saves you time and money when putting up a fence. A disadvantage is you don't get to pick where the post should go, and you can't be obsessed with straight lines. Brett McLeod is a forestry professor, author, and homesteader in upstate New York. He says to minimize tree damage, do not staple fencing material directly on the trunk. Over time, as the trees build on their layers, the staples and the fence wire will become ingrown. There are ways to prevent this from happening.
One method for living fence posts is to take a pressure-treated board and attach that to the tree. There's certain types of hardware. I recommend plastic-coated deck screws because they won't harm the tree. And then add your fence hardware to that board that you've attached to the tree. And what that does is it allows the tree to grow against the board without consuming all that hardware over time.
You don't have to have big trees to make living fence posts. McLeod says a trimming technique known as pollarding keeps them a uniform size.
Pollarding can be either creating a single stem or multiple stems where you have a knob that forms over time by continually pruning the tree back. So you're essentially keeping the tree in a juvenile stage, even though the tree itself as a whole organism system and all can be much, much older. There's examples of pollarded fence posts that are 6 feet tall, but the trees themselves are 100 years old.
If your living fence posts aren't pollarded to be short and stout, you do run the risk of the fence being damaged by falling branches. Reduce the chance of this happening by pruning out all dead and dying limbs before putting up the fence. Find more tips for using your trees as living fence posts at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mandy Becker founded the Lighthouse to provide optimal care for those living with cognitive impairment, applying her experience as a nurse in creating the Lighthouse.
Well, I've been working in memory care departments for many years for other companies and learned so much along the way, and I really wanted to take what I've learned and parts I've loved about it and things I didn't like about it and create what I would consider a wonderful place for someone I love.
Contact the Lighthouse today to discuss available services. Call 562-7980 or visit thelighthouseks.com.
All silages are not created equal. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is The Best of Tractor Tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This two DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
In the dairy business, a production change of plus or minus 5% can mean the difference between a profit or a loss. Syngenta has a set of corn varieties called Enogen Feed designed especially for silage or forage use. Syngenta's Dwayne Martin.
When we chop Enogen Feed as silage, we're seeing increased fiber digestibility, increased starch and sugar availability. And when we plug those into a quality calculator, we're seeing about 3 to 4 pounds additional milk per head per day in a high-producing dairy cow. Essentially a 5% feed efficiency gain.
Martin says Enogen hybrids also have great agronomic characteristics.
They stand well, they yield well, you can harvest them for grain or silage, and you don't give up anything in tonnage to see this benefit in the milking parlor. So we're just not seeing a downside to switching existing silage for Enogen feed silage in our trials so far.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the European Union has once again delayed a ruling regarding Bayer's planned takeover of Monsanto. Earlier this week, EU Commissioner antitrust investigators extended their investigation by 5 working days until March 12th now. The ongoing proceeding would have given Bayer until midnight on Monday to offer further concessions to EU regulators or request another extension of up to 10 working days. The EU did not state a reason for the delay to deliver its verdict on the merger, and a Bayer spokesman has declined comment. The transaction would make Bayer the largest supplier of seed and crop chemicals, surpassing ChemChina's Syngenta, Dow DuPont, and BASF. Late last year, the EU Commission granted Bayer more time to provide information, which pushed the deadline for the EU to decide over the deal back to March the 5th in late January, and Bayer had initially hoped to wrap up the deal the end of last year. We'll move over millennials. The next generation of food industry influencers has arrived. Although members of Generation Z just now entering adulthood, their impact on the food industry is being felt. That according to a new study. The Generation Z, those born from 1997 to now, represent 27% of the U.S. population. That's a larger group than millennials. Global information company NPD Group says Gen Zs are unintentional foodies by virtue of their upbringing in a culture that talks about, celebrates, and entertains with food. They are told at an early age that their food can do for them regarding functionality and nutritional value. Also, that they value flavor, function, and authenticity over brand and hype. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
News to weigh heavily on corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Can't seem to get out from under it so far here on Thursday. March corn down 1, 360 and a half. May corn down 1, 368 and a half. March Kansas City wheat down 2, 465 and a quarter. May down 1 and 3 quarters at 480 and a quarter. All the wheat markets are mixed. Chicago and Kansas City are down. Minneapolis wheat is enjoying some very small gains. March soybeans down 9.5 at 9.86 1/4. May beans down 9.5 at 9.97 1/2. Later months are all down by 7, 8, 9 cents. March soybean meal is down 3.20 at 3.34.60. May bean meal is down 3.20 at 3.38.30. March soy oil is down 16 points at 32.91. May is down 16 points at 33.12. Nothing positive when it comes to corn, wheat, or soybeans here on Thursday. The livestock numbers, on the other hand, are much, much better. They're looking at some huge gains. March feeder cattle are currently up 415 at 149.20. April feeders up 390 at 149.75. Taking a look at live cattle, same story there. Numbers are positive. February live cattle up 277 at 126.60. April up $3 at 125.92. Even the hogs are in the green today. February hogs up 137 at 74.60. April hogs up 75 at 73 even. So things looking very well across the livestock complex here on our Thursday. Cotton is up again today. March cotton up 166 at 78.94. May cotton up 156 at 79.92. So some strong positives for cotton. And crude oil is back up. March crude up 80 cents at 65.53, while April crude is currently up 73 cents at 65.29. And gold is up today. February gold is at $1,340.90 an ounce. That's up $1.90. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
Y-Star, get the job done.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and if I were to ask you to name the largest agribusiness company, could you do it? If not, I'll tell you after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
I'm going to wait till the end of my report before I give you the answer to the question, who is the largest agribusiness company? But it's in the news this past week or two because of the story that ADM and Bunge could come together to create a Cargill-sized agribusiness giant. Indeed, the trading community and particularly those who trade commodities were taken aback by this story that while they're not exactly household names, ADM and Bunge have been around for a long time. 116 years for ADM and 200 years for Bunge. And they are among the very largest buyers and sellers of grains and other crops. But both companies do a lot more than that. They crush soybeans, produce vegetable oil, and supply biofuels. ADM even has a unit that manufactures flavors. So on paper at least, a combined ADM-Bunge would be both a commodity trading giant with an international network of barges and marine terminals and a major industrial enterprise with factories and refineries. And where they really differ is a geographic footprint. Bunge has a much larger presence in South America, while ADM is bigger in the United States. But the two companies, along with the other two in the ABCD group, that's Archer Daniels Midland, Bunge, and Cargill, and Lewis Rifus, they make up the big four in world commodity trade and in processing. But if these two were to come together, and there's no indication that they will be successful because of antitrust problems and some other factors involved, they would make quite a company. Back with the answer to that question after this message.
Today's farm equipment is expensive, so why not protect your investment with high-quality Senex lubricants from the Farmers Cooperative? Save $10 when you purchase a 40-pack of Senex Premium Grease, or earn a $50 gift card with the purchase of 125 gallons of Senex high-quality lubricants. Offer ends February 28th. See your local Farmers Cooperative branch for complete details. Extend your equipment's life with Senex quality lubricants.
Farmers Cooperative.
The largest agribusiness company is Cargill. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Consumers understand smartphones and smart cars. Hear how an Ohio family is using technology for smart farming practices on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's the right time to be on the left coast when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Commodity Classic is farmer-led and farmer-focused. That means every educational session, every seminar, every topic, every experience is selected by farmers for farmers. So you know the information, innovation, and technology at Commodity Classic are relevant, current, and important to your operation. Grow beyond at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, February 27th through March 1st. Visit CommodityClassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Technologies in agriculture are allowing farmers and ranchers to produce food in a sustainable manner. Emily Buck and her husband farm nearly 1,000 acres of corn and soybeans and raise sheep near Columbus, Ohio. She also serves as one of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance's Faces of Farming and Ranching and has a passion for reaching out to consumers to tell the story of agriculture. Emily says consumers accept technology to make phones, cars, and other items smart. She's doing the same thing on her farm.
We're using smart farming. We're using technology to make sure that we are doing the best for our land, the best for our crops. And so on our farm, some of the smart farm technology that we use drones to go over the fields to make sure that the soil's looking good and we don't have to drive a tractor or something over the field to see where there's deficiencies in certain crops.
Smart farming also includes what you don't do to the land.
We've been no-till for over 20 years, so 100% on our farm, and we've found that it's made the soil so much better. It helps with erosion, and it helps with runoff. We don't have the runoff issues quite as much as some others might have because we've got so much organic matter in the soil that it really takes any of the things that we put into it, and it holds it in there right in place where we need it.
Emily plans for her daughter to take over the farm someday. She wants to make sure that the air her girl is breathing and the water she's drinking now is the best quality it can be. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Emily Buck and smart farming practices at agriculture.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Ag groups have increased their pressure on the United States to negotiate and modernize the North American Free Trade Agreement rather than withdraw. U.S. Representative Ron Kind, a Democrat from Wisconsin, says farmers' voices are being heard by the president and trade negotiators.
And I think they have been getting through, and I think the Trump trade team has been listening to them. And, you know, credit goes to the farm groups out there who realize how devastating, you know, just a complete withdrawal from NAFTA would be to the export market. So, yes, this would have a devastating impact, and they have been weighing in, and I think at the right moment, too.
Kind, who supports modernizing the trade agreement, says there are ways to improve the agreement without losing trade markets. He says Canada and Mexico have options outside the United States when it comes to trade.
And I just met, you know, with the Mexican ambassador to Washington this week. He pointed out that, you know, unlike NAFTA of the early 1990s, Mexico today has a lot of options. They can pivot to Argentina, they can pivot to Brazil, to the European Union, even to China, to replace lost products that they normally import from the United States, including our agriculture products. So it's not like we hold all the cards in these negotiations. Mexico's got options. So does Canada right now.
Kind says the recent round of NAFTA talks saw progress, but much work remains to wrapping up the negotiation effort. Meanwhile, President Trump suggested he would reconsider joining the Trans-Pacific Partnership if it could be reworked.
I still believe it was one of the great strategic mistakes we made as a nation in the 21st century by withdrawing from the TPP, because the other 11 nations are moving on now without us, and China is there filling the vacuum and establishing the rules of trade. So it was interesting that President Trump, when he was in Davos with all the corporate chieftains, opened the door just a crack in regards to TPP.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by the El Dorado Livestock Auction.
KNDY.